silence is a source of great strength. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Wellness Wednesday segment. And this time, Dr. Gus has some great advice on how to stop feeling tired all the time. Enjoy.
Have you ever asked yourself, why am I so tired? No matter how much you sleep, how much you rest, you're always tired. But why does this happen? You might have thyroid disease, anemia, a sedentary lifestyle, depression, poor quality sleep, and much more. I'm going to reveal 6 reasons why you feel tired all the time and what you can do naturally to solve your problem. Feeling tired all the time is a lot more common than you think. Millions of people go through that feeling of being tired all the time and thinking it's a normal state and everything's okay, but this is not true. Most of us know that getting a good night's sleep is important, but few of us actually make it through the night without getting up for a reason. The problem with feeling tired all the time is that we get used to it and start thinking it's normal. This is the worst part about it. And to further complicate matters, we use stimulants like coffee, energy drinks, alarm clocks, etc. Some of these artificial stimulants can accumulate toxic substances in the body and end up deteriorating our health. Number 1. Thyroid disease. Hypothyroidism is a lot more common than you think. Millions of people suffer thyroid disease and don't really realize they have this health condition. And the reason why this happens is because hypothyroidism appears slowly without shouting out there's a problem with your body. Some of the symptoms associated with hypothyroidism includes fatigue, moodiness, weight gain, vision problems, changes in appetite, poor work performance, among several others. So what is hypothyroidism? You see, we have a gland in the middle front of our neck called the thyroid. This organ is in charge of producing 2 very important hormones that regulate the activity of every single cell in the body: heart, liver, digestion, brain, energy production, and even hair or nail growth. In other words, your thyroid governs the rate at which the body is going to function. If you have a slow thyroid activity, you're going to feel tired. If your thyroid is overproducing hormones, you're going to feel overactive, and it's that simple. If you're feeling tired due to low thyroid activity, there are 2 very important things you can do to help yourself recover. The first one is eliminate wheat from your diet. You see, wheat has important compounds that block thyroid hormones and don't let them work correctly. Eliminating wheat will let these hormones reactivate your cells, making you feel energized. Once you remove wheat from your diet, you're gonna be starting to feel better after a couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. The other thing you can do is take kelp on a daily basis. Number 2, poor quality sleep. The National Sleep Foundation of the United States says that most adults need between 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night to feel their best. And I know a great number of people that don't give sleep the importance they should be giving it. When I mention sleep, I don't want you to think that you should be sleeping a lot. The most important thing about sleep is that you should be getting quality sleep. That's the secret. Some of the causes for poor quality sleep may be, for example, having a poor diet, being stressed, staying up at night watching TV, which is very common, drinking alcohol, acid reflux, obesity, which doesn't let the patient breathe correctly because there's less oxygen entering the lungs, and many other causes that need to be addressed individually. The Department of Neurology at Emory School of Medicine analyzed several scientific studies about sleep and concluded that the lack of sleep repeatedly shows a negative impact on mood, energy levels, cognitive performance, and even motor functions. Sleep is that important. So what can you do if you're having sleeping problems, or maybe you don't know you have quality sleep problems, but you want better energy levels? There are many things you can do. Some of these are, for example, practicing relaxation techniques that help you unwind and fall asleep at night, taking magnesium supplements that promote relaxation and relieve muscle pain. The best magnesium you can take, by the way, is magnesium oxide. Another thing you can do is take melatonin to improve your sleep quality, which is very effective. I recommend looking for good quality sublingual melatonin you can take at night when you go to bed. When you put that pill under your tongue, melatonin goes straight into your bloodstream without being digested, having a better effect and better action. Number three, you might be having a sedentary lifestyle. Modern life today, you know, driving a car to work, not working out, and, you know, office-oriented work environments, among many other things, obviously, make our lifestyles more sedentary than they should be. Sitting all day long is very hard on the body. The lack of activity can cause neck pain, back pain, soreness, headaches. But the most important thing is that it causes chronic fatigue and makes you feel tired all the time. Let me put this into perspective. Our body was made to move. It was made to walk, to run, hunt. So when it doesn't get that regular activity, you start to experience mood issues, weight gain, sluggishness, which obviously later translate to chronic fatigue. What are some of the causes of having a sedentary lifestyle? Some of these might be experiencing back problems, sitting down all day, the lack of movement, being elderly, the lack of motivation sometimes, and a bunch of reasons. Regular exercise is the best natural treatment for the lack of activity. Exercise can help you balance hormones, improve insulin resistance, and even help you sleep better, all of which are very important in fighting off the lack of energy. Exercise does wonders for the body because it eliminates your stamina, your sexual response, releases endorphins, lifts your mood, and even makes you feel a lot better.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.